Rugby League. 98.9 FM live.
You know what I mean?
From the 2021 Murray Carnival.
Rugby League, make me scream.
Yeah, we're down here at QMC. It is a beautiful Friday morning. Some big games about to get underway, including Perga, which are the talk of the QMC. Pretty stacked side there, so look forward to having a look at what they dish up. But I'm lucky enough to be having a yarn with a dear old friend, Uncle Adrian Coolwell. How you going, Unky?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, good. It's a great day to be out here, and the weather's held up, and it's that wind's gone away, so... but. I'm looking forward to watching the footy today. It's going to be a great day.
Now you're an old footy man. You've been around rugby league your whole life, including the mighty West Panthers. What is it about rugby league and for our people, you think, that I don't know, we're brings us all together, I suppose, and we watch how excellent our mob are at the game?
Yeah, look, mate, we've got a lot of young Indigenous boys and women, men and women now, that are playing the game. And you know, I think what attracts them most is, you know, the ability to play rugby league, and how flexible they are. You know, they pass, they just play eyes up footy. They look and see what's in front of them, and they just go for it. They don't wait to do these little fancy plays that you might see a lot of the other guys setting themselves to do, because people just wonder at their ability. And look, a lot of non-Indigenous people do wonder about their ability, and they look at people. And as you can see with, Queensland and New South Wales, well, Queensland, we sort of started the Indigenous lot of people coming through, and New South Wales have now thought, oh, we better look at that and copy that, because it's... and now you see the Latrell in there, and makes a big difference to that New South Wales side. So, but I don't want to talk about New South Wales, because it's Curry Cup.
That's it. Get away, Danny. Back off. You know, being a West Bowl boy myself, I hung up the boots end of last year. What is it about the West Panthers that drew you in? I mean, it's always been pretty staunch for our mob, being a part of West.
Yeah, well, you know, there where my mum still lives in that area there at Milton. That's where we all grew up, all of our family, and we were West supporters right from the beginning when we were born, because in that area. Milton, Paddington, Red Hills, a very low socio-economic area, and there were a lot of Murray families in that area now. And you look at that area now, and I think my mum's probably the only one still living in that area. She bought a house some 60 years ago, and you know, she's still there at the current where we stand. And look, a lot of people still come in there and park for Origin games and that. Yeah. but you know, I've been a West player since under sevens. And thing is, today, this afternoon, we've got the long lunch, the West Rugby League long lunch. So that'll be a great thing to see all the old players from past years and that. And there's a few Indigenous boys in that have, forged away. Russell Houston, Alan Landers, there's quite a few others. Chrissy Brown, Jamie Sandy. Jamie Sandy, when he went to England, they called him Tom Thumb. Yeah. But being a part of West, I do lots of trips up north, and I've seen blokes up as far as Torres Strait with West jerseys or West socks or West shorts on. And I go up and ask them. I said, "That's my club. Where do you get that?" They said, "Oh, my uncle or my what's the name played for that." But yeah, no, it's been good, and it's great that we have this Arthur Beach and Carnival here today, because you can see by the mobs turning up, it attracts it, and this is where. You know, with my job as well, with as the Indigenous Recruitment Officer for the Queensland Police, I can get out here and talk to a few people that I don't get to normally see, because it's most important to get out to the community and see them, because they can't get to you. And the more we can get out and get to them, the more, you know, we can show what the police is like. We know, there's always, that background of hatred between police and First Nations people, and look, we just got to try and build and make it good for it. And with carnivals like this, and coming out and speaking to people, it only makes it a lot better.
You know, it's always a reassuring thing when you see a black fella in a copper's uniform. Yeah. I don't know, it kind of breaks down a bit of that that stigma. Normally, when you see a copper, you kind of want to go the other way. But when you see a black fella, as a copper, and yourself knowing you for so many years, and it, it kind of does break down that stigma. So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And look, I go to plenty of careers days and that, and they see me at the careers expos, and that they don't go up and ask.
Did you get that, Unky?
No. They don't go. It probably is. They don't go up and ask. They don't go and ask the non-Indigenous people. They come up and if they see me at the stand, they'll come and ask me straight away. And then they come back later and say, "Oh, we didn't want to come up. We want to ask you the question." So it makes a difference when you have Indigenous people in these positions that I'm in at the moment. So, and we've got our First Nations unit where our Superintendent Kerry Johnson came out here yesterday for about 3 hours and. Mixed with the community, and it was very reassuring for the boss here, Adrian Carson, to see him here. He was most impressed with Kerry yesterday.
What about for mob who aren't here who want to get involved, Unc?
Oh, look, mob that aren't here who want to get involved, are you talking about police?
Yeah.
Police here, right. So, look, contact me at... I'm on, if you go to our website, www.policerecruit.com.au, go to the Indigenous pathway, and my number is there for you to, or even I can give it over now, I can 0437 164 948. That's 0437 164 948, and I'm happy to, guide you and show you. And look, we don't only have... positions of sworn officers, there's admin staff, there's PLOs, there's the white shirts who work on the door in government buildings and things like that. So they're different opportunities that you could have, and you might do that for a couple of years and think, oh, I might join the police now. I've seen what they do, and it's not so bad after all.
Well, thank you for everything you do in the community, and especially for our mob, Uncle Adrian. You're an absolute legend, and appreciate you having a yarn with us.
Yep, no worries, mate. Any time, and thank you.
Thank you.
So come on down to the South Pine Sports Complex.
Say hi and watch some great footy for this 5-day event, the 2021 Murray Carnival. Yeah.